All right, time to fill it up here. Got to put the credit card in the machine and go through the security measures here. 5-digit zip code. Select my grade. I've got to go with the super here, which is $4.26 a gallon. High octane stuff. And we'll watch the numbers climb.
Well, while I was at the station, I spoke with owner Lee Doucette. His dad started the business in 1961, and he's been running it for the past 5 years.
Demand's down a little. It is down a little, but I do see more efficient fuel-burning cars, more and more of them.
Yeah.
More of the hybrids, newer cars that are getting better mileage. People are getting smaller cars. They're not in the bigger, big boats, the four-door old that weigh, you know, 2 tons and draw a lot of gas. But they are, everybody's downsizing, no matter who it is. It could be a guy who could afford the fuel, but he's still going to downsize and get a car that is getting better mileage.
All right, so demand may be down a little bit thanks to the recent jump in prices. When the price in the corner sign approaches $4 a gallon, Doucette tells me the drivers do change their habits.
If it goes over the four mark, we see a downward decline in demand. People stop using the cars. People will stop going places. They'll become very wise on how they burn their fuel. In my lifetime, being just over 50 years old, will I see gasoline disappear? I don't think so. I don't know if we'll ever see gasoline disappear, but I think we will see it used differently.
Do you think at any point you're going to put in an electric refueling station here at 104th and Dixie?
It's gone through my head. It's gone through my head to buy one just so I can work on them. I can look at them, and I have the concept of what's happening.
You've seen prices in your career go from cents on the gallon to close to $4. You've even put a 5 up on the board back maybe 12, 13, 14 months ago. Do you see prices peeling back to, say, $2.50 a gallon, anything around that area?
I don't think we'll ever see the $2.50 again. We'll see the threes, the lower threes, I think, during certain times. But as to say that we're going to go into the twos, it's hard to say. Too many things have to happen. Everything in the Middle East has to go perfectly right. We have to have a barrel that people want to pump it out of the ground, and we have a huge supply. And then we have to have all of our refineries working at a pace of, we need to work them harder because they're not working as hard. We have an overabundance of refineries, which we don't have, which we're short in refineries. So if all the pieces of the puzzle got put back together, we could see a $2 barrel again. I mean, $2 gallon again. But to say that it's going to happen, I don't see that happening.
We're cracking over 11 gallons now, and we've just passed the $50 mark on this fill-up. Should be getting close to topping it off. I hope. You know, the gas pumps these days are entertainment kiosks too, and it's kind of interesting. As I'm filling up my car with gasoline at $4.26 a gallon, one of the advertisements that's playing here is for the Chevy Volt, which of course is a combination electric and hybrid that sports a pretty good miles per gallon fuel efficiency on it. $60 on the nose. Just over 14 gallons of gas. And that will take me, depending on how much traffic I encounter, hopefully just over 320 miles.